Now joining us by phone, Larry Weber. Good morning.
Good morning. We are a little bit late, but we're here.
We're better late than never.
Yes. So I just listened to your news from up there about the winter. This isn't quite as advanced here, but it has been really great this past week. It's been really a December week. You know, we are now in the 19th day, so we're more than halfway into this month, and we are below average temperature. It continues to be. I've been very glad to see that. This is in response to a November. You know, we take it in stride so well. But if you just look back at the month of November, we never got colder. The very coldest temperature the entire month of November was about 20 degrees above zero, and almost all the month was spent above freezing. Well, as we got into December, we've had only one day above freezing, and that was the very first day. And nearly all of the days have been below that 20 degrees. So it's quite a switch and going from going above normal, considerably above normal, now to being below normal. The forecast is for milder days. We expect temperatures in the teens and 20s for the next perhaps even a week. But we won't get above freezing, and we probably will still maintain that average of below normal. The amount of snow we have had so far for the month officially is measured at 7 inches. Now, most of that snow came when the temperatures were quite chilly, 5 degrees above zero or colder, and therefore it's a very dry snow. And the amount of precipitation in that snow is only about a quarter of an inch. Mm-hmm. And that's all the precipitation we've had for the month. So the month has definitely been dry so far. Winter months in general tend to be dry, and this has been extra dry. In addition to all that weather stuff, of course, we are now approaching the winter solstice. The winter solstice coming on Monday, the shortest day of shortest daylight of the whole year. Even though it's the time of the shortest daylight, this past few days we started having our sun set a little bit later than normal. It happens in this latitude that the sun starts setting later than normal before we get to the winter solstice, but because the sunrises continue to be later than normal, the days are still getting shorter. The Geminid meteor shower happened this week, but unfortunately, because of clouds, the peak night, I couldn't see it at all. I did get out early the next morning, and I did see some, but it wasn't the peak time, and the meteors I thought were really impressive, but it was not the large numbers of the meteor showers. So, unfortunately, Mother Nature did not give us a clear sky. A couple other things of note. This is the time of not only winter solstice, but it's also the time of Christmas bird counts. There is a large number of them that take place. They start around the 15th of December. They go until early January, about 3 weeks of them. If you looked hard enough throughout the country, you could probably find a Christmas count virtually every one of those days. And the Christmas bird count in Duluth is going on right now as we speak. I have my Christmas bird count in Carlton County tomorrow, and then there is one the next day out at Sac Sim. So there's plenty of bird counts going on. What we will be doing, of course, is counting looking at the species of birds and trying to get a number on how many. It's a good way to get a snapshot, you might say, of the population of birds that winter here. We do not include the birds that breed here for the most part. There's really only two groups of birds that get counted. One are the birds that are permanent residents that don't migrate at all, and the other one are birds that will fly down from the far north and spend winter with us. This past week, I had a close encounter of a couple of those, a couple of northern shrikes, which is a bird of the far north that spent its winter here. Flocks of white-winged crossbills continue to be seen, and I saw some of those this week. But I have not seen any at all of the redpolls or pine grosbeak. I am hoping tomorrow, with our group out and searching, that we will be able to find them. In addition to that, it's a good time to watch the bird feeders. I have been having a lot of action at the bird feeders. About 9 kinds of birds show up every day. Goldfinches have been the most numerous. One day I counted 75. Another day only about 20. There's a lot of dynamics that go on, I think, influenced by the weather. These milder days, they don't go to the bird feeder as much. But if we get a really good cold snap, yeah, then they'll come to the bird feeder. They let us know they really don't need our bird feeder, but they just kind of use it as a little bit of a help. Probably the most interesting or unusual bird coming to our bird feeder is a red-bellied woodpecker, which is a bird pretty much of the south. And they are slowly moving north. And we see them at our bird feeder probably almost every winter. And this one seems to be hanging around and cooperating to be on our bird count. In addition to that, we don't have a lot of snow cover. I estimate maybe 3 or 4 inches of snow. But it is good enough for cross-country skiing. And I've been cross-country skiing every day. And the days that I don't cross-country ski, I've been hiking. And in both cases, I had a chance to see a lot of the animal tracks. And once again, there was quite a change this week. We had some sub-zero days when there weren't as many animal tracks. But boy, when it warmed up a bit, they were out there. Yesterday, I counted no less than 14 different kinds of critters that were active out in that snow. And with the exception of deer and squirrel, I didn't see anybody. But I did see their signs, and I sure saw that they were active and a definite part of our winter scene. Perhaps the most interesting was the snowshoe hare. I had no idea how many snowshoe hare there were until I came across these trails they made yesterday. Wow! But I never did see a single one of the snowshoe hare. You know, it's always interesting that they let us know they're there, but we just don't see them. As I go through winter, it's going to be interesting to see how many more we're going to be seeing. In addition to that, I think this is a terrific time. You know, we have these traditions when we get around Christmas of bringing in Christmas trees. And I think, if nothing else, that there's a lot of argument about, you know, bringing in a live tree and all this kind of stuff. But I think, if nothing else, it really makes us take a look at conifers. And we have a good number of conifers around. And as I sit right now and I look out the window in any direction, I see them. And I think that's really one of the neat things living in the North Country, is we can see all these conifers. And if Christmas trees causes us to take a closer look at conifers, then so be it. Okay. Yes, well, take care. Enjoy the solstice and enjoy Christmas. And we'll see you again after the season.
Thank you, Larry. Happy holidays. Care.